Hello, and welcome to episode 108 of Bardic Quest. Our heroes have begun digging even deeper into the depths of Wave Echo Cave. In doing so, they appear to have stumbled upon a dwarf who was being held captive here. However, whilst they continued their investigation, Johann began to hear strange voices on the wind. Voices that may lead him and the rest of the group to something unexpected. So without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. You are confident, looking around this room for any signs of any disturbances of any kind, that this room has not been disturbed for perhaps a day or two prior to you entering. Could I get a perception check as well from you, please?
Don't tease me, Wayne. That'll be 12.
There's a lot of strange noises down in Wave Echo Cave.
Can you hear them?
But you do think that in amongst those noises, you do hear just almost whispering on the subterranean wind. Yo.
He goes to Thoric. Yes?
Quiet, I'm trying to concentrate.
Did you say anything?
I'm still doing the somatic components, just like, what?
I thought I... Nothing. And he kind of...
No.
I thought I heard
what?
A voice.
What voice?
In distantly, somewhere outside. It said my name. I thought it was you, but it didn't sound like Saga or Sergei. Did it sound like Saga or Sergei?
No. but it did sound. It did sound like a feminine voice.
Oh God damn it! Okay. It sounds. Stay here. He kind of makes his way towards the door and listens intently, trying to catch it again.
Give me another perception check, please.
Thoric is ready to drop Detect Magic ritual and just grab him if he even starts reaching for the handle of that damn door.
That is a dirty 20.
You listen again to the sounds of the cave network, the old ancient mine, listening for any sign of anything, and it's really subtle. But you can hear almost the sound of
is that you as the DM messing with me, or is that what I can hear?
That's what you can hear.
Okay, cool. I thought that was just you cackling because you're streaming.
No. It's subtle. Almost as though the sounds of the cave are now starting to mess with your mind.
It must be the wizard. He's employing tricks. He's in my head somehow. I will remain vigilant.
Just take a breath. Take a breath. You've got this.
I'm the vigilant. I am vigilant. I'm fine. Continue.
Okay. And Thoric finishes up the detect magic. He's burning incense and he's kind of almost has this like small orb sensor. As in like one of those big chain things, but like a small one. An orb that he just holds in his hand just is like smoking. Mm-hmm. And as it smokes, it kind of, if magic was detectable, it would kind of almost peel and sort of glow in those areas.
Okay. All right. As you complete the casting of your detect magic ritual, your vision begins to shift, looking for any sign you can of anything with a magical aura. Within this room, only the things you are already carrying that you know to be magical are glowing with any magical aura.
That's fine. I say to Johan, do you have any paper and a quill?
Of course. He tears a page out the back of his book.
Please write a note to Nundro. And if he's, I don't know if he's, is Nundro bound?
Yes, the wrist, or... but not heavily so. Okay. It looks as though this dwarf has been on the receiving end of perhaps some sort of a trial of some kind, almost like an interrogation, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly beaten. He's clearly being starved at this point.
Yeah.
But he is bound. But
okay, I'll cut his bonds. And I will place him on the bed, as comfortable as possible. Next to him, I will leave a ration and some water. And I'll ask Johan to, can you write a note saying, we're friends of Gundren. We're here to help. We'll be coming back to pick him up when the mine is clear, or so, like something along those lines. Stay in this room, barricade the door. So that if Nundro wakes up, he has some food, he has some water, and he knows that the doors, it's like the door's unlocked. Don't leave without us.
Yeah, he does. Johan does as he's bid and folds it and tucks it in his rope.
And while I've still got the 10 minutes, I will say to Johan, I'm just going to stand outside and see if I can detect anything. I'll be literally just outside the door. And he passes the smoke just in the corridor to see if he senses anything within 30 feet of him, if there's any trace or like trail.
You sure you can't hear that?
Do I hear it?
Give me a perception check.
Perception. 14.
Nope. Johan, could I get another perception check from you, please?
I'm wasting all my good rolls on these. 19.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You hear something less subtle this time, which speaks very clearly, almost as though somebody is right next to your shoulder. In a female voice, says to you, Johan, find the map.
Johan like pulls his sword and but whoever it is. Thoric.
What?
It said something. It said,
what did?
I don't know, this voice, this, I keep hearing it said, find the map.
Did you recognize it?
Do I recognize it?
This is going to feel like a little bit of a non-answer.
Okay. Yeah. But watch it, today be any different.
Well, but it's not intended to be a non-answer.
Okay.
There is something both eerily familiar about this voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also not having that familiarity that would make you comfortable. There is an aspect to it that is deeply unsettling. But what that aspect of is, it's difficult to put your finger on.
Okay. I think I know who you mean, but in the interest of what Johan would be aware of, he shakes his head at Thoric.
Hmm. I didn't hear anything, but I believe you, just so you know.
I wish it would stop. It's maddening. We must find the others.
I take Johan's shoulder and just say, hey, whatever it is, you've got us, all right?
I know.
You've not got to face it by yourself.
That gives him a rather curt nod and embraces him on his shoulder and then gives him a pat. Come.
Okay. Did I sense anything in the corridor magically?
No. No sign of anything in the corridor either.
Waiting for the others to come back, but itching to try and use as much of this 10 minutes as he can to track up the corridor and see if anything pings.
Probably at this point we'll return.
Yes.
All I'm saying, Saga, is he could be anywhere.
Yeah. Are you two ready?
There's a lot of smoke around at the moment.
Yeah. Kind of like...
Cool.
It smells really nice.
Having a fun time without us, are we?
Johan absentmindedly makes his way over to the table and pours over those papers again just to make sure if anything looks remotely like a map.
There are a few things that look like a map, in fact, on this table.
Johan starts poring over them almost obsessively.
Most of them seem to be different attempts at different cartographers. Whether they be, I mean, they all look fairly modern, in so much as they don't look as though they're ancient scrolls or anything. And all of them seem to map out the western side of this of Wave Echo Cave and the mines very, very well. But all of the mapping kind of stops in the northeastern side. I think I might have said eastern side. The western side of the map is very well drawn out. The northeastern side is kind of where all of the maps, every single one of them, stop. There is notations of warnings of undead, kind of where those maps kind of end. But there's nothing seemingly remarkable about these maps.
Johan, what are you looking for? We've searched through that already.
I heard a voice in my head. It was faint at first, but it's becoming clearer. It told me to find a map, but I don't know what for, and I don't know where it's going to take us. I don't know if it's to take us back where we've been or to... I have a horrible feeling it's taking us where the maps are incomplete. It points towards the northeastern section.
Yeah, that would make sense. What voice was it?
I don't know. It's horrible. And yet, I felt like I knew it. but I don't know how.
Thoric, I'm aware you have a time limit on your detect magic. What are you doing at this point?
I guess still just sort of staying with everyone. He's not going to go off on his own. He's just literally trying to go to the bounds of where he can see his friends and just see if it can he can pick up anything. He's also just looking for at the floor, just seeing if he can see any marks, any tracks, anything like that. Just
sure,
letting the magic do the magic thing and let him just use his eyes and just.
There is something that is lighting up in the temple, which is where Johan's gone to kind of look at these maps, which, again, I think you have been aware of before, because I think you may have cast Detect Magic in here once before. But actually, the statue that is in the north end of the temple, which has got the emerald eyes, the statue itself is giving off a strong aura of abjuration magic.
Abjuration.
So abjuration is the school of magic which pertains to protective spells. Though some of those protective spells sometimes do have aggressive uses.
I mean, if it's anything to do with what's already here, he's kind of less concerned about that. While they're in the room and while other people are doing things, he will investigate it cautiously.
Sure.
See if he can learn anything about what he sees.
Do you want to give me a first of all, give me a history check with advantage,
because it's made of stone.
Not quite.
Okay.
They give me a history check with advantage, and then also give me a religion check as well.
History check. Nat 20.
Let's go. The emeralds that make up the eyes of this statue are fake.
Oh. And a religion check.
Yes, please.
Is this an advantage as well, or...?
Yeah, you can have this with advantage as well.
It's very kind of you. I did already check him out. It's Doomathorn. Big fan.
It is.
Fan
of true. It is very true.
What have we got here? No, it's upside down. That's a 14 on the die. What does that do for us? That's a 14.
14. So yes, this is indeed Jumathoin. Jumathoin's clerics are also known as the Talhund, or Hidden Gifts. Jumathoin is the dwarven god of buried secrets and wealth, mining, gems, exploration, and the dead.
Oh. What are his clerics called again?
The Talhund, which translates as Hidden Gifts. And such clerics would protect mines from disrespectful profiteers, as well as seeking out new veins and gem deposits would be there.
Do I get the impression that these errands are fake and intended to be fake, or that they've been replaced having been...
From the knowledge that you have of Jumathoin, you would probably deduce that these things are intended to be fake.
Right. Thoric's going to take a couple of steps back and just kind of like incline his head. Dugathon isn't a god that he particularly... I think cleric Thoric has the sort of thing of like he knows the gods exist, which is different to believing in them. It's different to him having like faith in them. He understands the certain aspects to the pantheons and the multiverse to an extent, and kind of he understands that the power exists and that these things have power. So it's more just kind of like respect rather than reverence. He just kind of inclines his head and just sort of whispers in Dwarvish, We shall make sure that none of your secrets are plundered, Dimithoin. And he steps away from the statue.
Okay. Sergei, is there anything you're doing right now?
Anxiously staring down that long corridor that I forgot existed. eager to kind of head in that direction, just kind of mindlessly spinning the two daggers in my hands.
Okay.
And as soon as I'm ready, I will go. Can we go now?
They want to kill him. We need to move on. We've wasted too much time.
Yes. We must press further into the caves.
Okay.
Let's go.
So you head down that corridor towards the top of the staircase where Saga last laid her eyes on Halfrin Loren. As it descends into the darkness below, and you take the flight of stairs down. Is there anything anybody would like to do as you're traversing this corridor?
Saga would kind of try and go in the front as a shield.
Do we have any lights? I can put them up in this little mage hand that I can conjure up.
I could look
larger of a party than we actually are.
That's a good idea. You could also have it go further ahead, maybe?
Dude, right.
We travel in single file to hide our numbers.
I cast light on my shield.
Okay. Conjure up a mage hand and do I have any torches? Nope.
I have a torch.
I have a torch.
I am the torch.
Yeah.
Okay.
If someone offers a torch up, I'll take a torch. If not, I'll use one of the candles that I have in my inventory and just send
like
it forward.
Scrooge.
Saga would just wordlessly like swap his candle for a torch because. Yeah.
I wouldn't hold my candle. Like a little, we're going to look like a little Christmas prayer service walking home.
She's just going to go, there you go. I'll be next to it so I can see.
Oh, come all ye faithful.
All right. So what's your marching order then? Saga, you're at the front?
Yep.
Followed by Sergei, now no longer with his candle.
who's... I'll pop it back in his pack, but like I'm just like
I have it in my hand.
Yeah. Okay, but it's off. I've gone.
Then who's next? Then is it Johan or Thoric?
Yeah, probably best if I go next, and then Thoric brings up the rear.
I'll bring up the rear and keep everything nice and lit, and sort of do a little 360 every now and again. Look behind us.
Okay. So this leads into quite a large chamber, this staircase. It kind of twists around on a brief landing and then continues its descent, leading out into a very large cave, which is dark, the only light really coming from your light sources. And actually the width of the cave expands to the south further than your light can reach. And you can just about make out the other side as you look directly across, looking eastward. And on the eastern side of this large cavern, you can see that there's a wide rift at the far end, which starts from about halfway across the cavern and spans all the way across to the far wall. There's actually almost running to your right a stream that's pouring out of a wall behind you, that tumbles down into the rift before you. And you can actually see that there are several ropes secured to iron stakes along the western edge of the rift, leading down to into the rift.
We came in here before.
You did briefly pop in here, yes.
Okay. Do we see any tracks that might be from Halfrin on the floor?
Would you like to give me a survival check, please?
Yes.
I
think I would like to help someone else. I'm quite good at survival, actually.
Oh, okay.
I have a plus one.
I've got a plus six to survival. I will look.
Yeah, you look. Plus six.
Who would like to... One. Well, roll with advantage, because I think you're getting some assistance.
Yeah. I'm closest to him. I'll help.
Cool. 21. Oh. I forgot I had proficiency in survival.
I cast help.
There are certainly quite hard to see tracks, but there are some tracks that look like disturbed earth, shall we say, leading, and they look like human boots made these tracks, leading from the staircase that you have just traveled from, mm-hmm. headed in the direction of the rift.
Cool. I point them out and I'm like, this way, down the ropes. They go down the ropes. They head towards the ropes,
yeah.
Cool. Let's go.
Right.
Okay.
The ropes they went.
As you get to the top of the rift, you take a look downwards. The rift descends about 20 feet, which the ropes make their way down. However, the bottom of the rift is not empty, as there are a number of individuals there, almost looking up at you and the light sources that you're carrying, as you see three bugbears glaring up at you, and a familiar face that you weren't expecting to see. Sildar Hallwinter.
I knew
with
it was
weapon
dodge.
In hand.
What?
I knew it was dodge.
No.